cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. I'll call your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 7027.
I wanted to make it kind of like a contest type of thing or something, but really thought about it because I thought you were going to send the money in like a month ago, and then I forgot about it. So, I mean,
yeah, you're sending a money order. Give me the credit card.
Well, what I'm saying is that I think that we should have some sort of contest, and people should get, like, fucking email addresses. Now, I don't know. Do you think that's what we should do, or should we just give them out to anyone who asks and just be whores like that? There's one person who's definitely getting one, and that's Tron.
Tron?
Yeah, well, the world's going to get
angry.
Yeah, come on.
I want that to be my email.
Oh, you suck, man. Well, I already promised that to Tron just now, so.
No, it is cool. Right, we have Doug, and then anything else that Nathan Marie right now just goes to our email box. So if you want to send us emails, just send us emails to fuckyou@d4radio.com.
Anything, yeah. To your own name at d4radio.com, it'll get to us. But no, I'm thinking we need to have a contest, like, to get people excited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, d4radio.com.
No, this is what I'm thinking. I think they need to do something, like, tell us.
Yeah, they got
to
be part of our staff.
Well, no. I don't mean part of our staff. Well, kind of, of course people part of our staff are going to get one. You know, like, Not Theory, he's going to get an email address, of course. You know, we already know that. But, I mean, I'm saying just your random average Joe listener. I'm thinking a contest of sorts. I'm thinking that they need to send us some kind of audio clips. Something. I think it should be like a fucking, like, whatever we ask for, if you get it for us, you know, like a scavenger hunt type of thing, you get an email address.
Oh, sweet.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, but right now, as we speak, there's something that I want.
I have an item for the scavenger list.
Okay,
I was actually sort of wanting to make a scavenger hunt, just for the hell of it. But, I came up with the first item, and, that would be you gotta find an unattended shopping cart that has 5 items or more, then take it to the register and pay for that shit and walk out.
What? Well, that's kind of retarded, man.
Hey, it makes good TV.
That's true. Well, this isn't TV, you fuckhead. This is fucking radio.
Well, that's what we got Doug for. Except Doug didn't record my little performance that I had at Citibank.
Oh, well, you fucking... Well, we're not doing this for you right now. Hey, shut up, fucker. Let's not get confused. Let's not turn this into a conversation amongst ourselves. This is a radio program, and we must... Doug, why do you keep hitting buttons?
I didn't hit a button. I didn't hear anything.
I heard a button, man.
Okay, well,
any fucking way. Crazy. Let me continue on. This is a radio program. It's not a private conversation amongst ourselves. People are listening. Let's get on the ball here. Now, what I'm thinking, once again, is a scavenger hunt of sorts, and it's not going to be nothing stupid like paying for a shopping cart with 5 items in it. I'm thinking, I don't know, name some random hot chick.
Come on.
Name some random hot chick. I don't get into all this fucking pop culture type of shit. Name some random hot chick.
I know who they're going to be.
Who? Paris Hilton? Nikki Hilton. Not Paris Hilton. Nikki Hilton. Whoever gets me Nikki Hilton's phone number, even though we could probably go get it ourselves, you know, we're just lazy. It's a commonly known fact that I'm a lazy bum. Everyone knows this. You know what I'm saying? I want Nikki Hilton's phone number. If you can get me Nikki Hilton's cell phone number, you get an email address at defaultradio.com. That's the first, that's how we'll start off. There's going to be other things. And you know what?
That's affordable. Give us a hotel room number.
Something.
Something where we can reach it and play it on the show.
Exactly. Anything. And you know, when I said that if more than one person gets the number, you all get email addresses, I don't want you sitting there conspiring, saying, oh, well, 10 of us will send them the number. Now, fuck you. You better, we'll find out. We got people in high places. They'll find out you did that. We got spooks and whatnot working and walking around. Roaming the streets. You just think they're normal guys, but they're out there doing shit. They're part of the default radio staff.
Security. I have something else that I can
think of. They're part of the default radio secret police. I don't know if anyone is aware of that yet.
Oh, God. Yeah, speaking of secret police, I have something else that I can bring into the show once the time comes.
All right, I hear that, man. Now, all right, so we got the fucking, we got the actual fucking URL. Okay, defaultradio.com. Nice. All right. Well, I don't know, should we get into news fuckers or what?
Tell me, Packet 8 isn't cutting out.
Is Packet 8 cutting out, bro?
Okay. Man, you know, Adelphia has been having mad problems lately. It's not Packet 8's fault.
Adelphia?
Yeah, Packet 8. There's mad packet loss.
last night because they do those late night upgrades for the modem.
A late night upgrade, whatever.
Hey man, seriously, call the cable company. That'll give them, that's their excuse anyways.
They always have an excuse. Whenever I call them, they got some excuse. I'm like, you know what, give me a credit. Damn it.
Well, anyways, there's some AT&T news that came down the wire a couple days ago. Anybody know about this? Besides them,
AT&T wireless.
Well, not with the wireless, but I got this. I have this article sitting here. By a guy named Colin C. Haley, as in like Haley's Comet. The name of the article is "Not Your Father's AT&T."
What?
Not your father's AT&T. It's not. Well, that's apparently the quote that AT&T is talking about. Not your father's AT&T. This isn't your father's AT&T. That's what they're all talking about. And pretty much what it goes on to say is that's the message that Mattel executives hammered home at the carrier's annual analyst day in New York today. And that was the 25th of February, a couple of days ago. And apparently they're getting into a whole bunch of shit. Internet protocol, backbone, fucking, what does it say here? They're going to do a bunch of fucking crap, okay? Wi-Fi, I think it's saying that they plan to more than double the number of Wi-Fi hotspots. And,
because, you know, my father's AT&T didn't go around screwing their customers.
Yeah, they did. They always did.
Oh, they always screwed their customers, but, you know, the people that I've talked to have only grew to hate AT&T more and more over the years.
Well, of course, you know, of course.
So if this isn't my father's AT&T, it better be fucking good.
Well, I'll go on to read. Here's a quote here from Eric Shepacaro, Vice President of Emerging Services, and here's his quote. "We're moving into areas where you might not traditionally think of AT&T. These are sticky services. Many of these contracts are five-year commitments." Now, what they're talking about here is, like I said, the Wi-Fi hotspots, a lot of VoIP shit, you know what I'm saying? I'll get into more stuff.
AT&T Local, which Verizon seems to not acknowledge.
Yeah, right. Now, it says, recent examples of multi-year, multi-million-dollar networking customer, including, what the fuck? This guy can't write for shit, this Colin C. Haley. Fuck him. Include automotive group JM Family Enterprises and retail chain Bombay. Previously, Bombay used AT&T rival MCI for most of its telecom services. All right, so AT&T is out there stealing fucking customers from MCI. All right. Typically, these deals include updating, integrating, and managing voice and data networks, as well as outsourcing of data center services. AT&T said it won't be shy about partnering with network specialists to land new business. What's the fucking... Oh, wow, this is pretty funny. Security is also a strong selling point for enterprises. AT&T CTO Hossein Eswambochi said, whoever the fuck he is, because of AT&T's ability to analyze network traffic, the company can quickly detect threats like slammer worm and ensure that customer network performance doesn't suffer. Oh, fuck you. You can't ensure shit, you assholes.
I bet it's faster than default, but anyway.
Now look at this. Here's the quote from AT&T's CTO, Hossein Eslambolchi. That's spelled Eslambolchi. Here's his quote. I love this. "AT&T's network is not, and never will be, the same as our competitors. It is better." Sure it is. Yeah, it's better. Everything's better. And even though the company is making a strong push for IP telephony, its investment in legacy phone system will continue to pay dividends because the two systems will work in parallel as the transition takes place. This Hossein Eslambolchi estimates the transition will take at least 10 years. Well, you know what? Good for him. Okay, now get this. They're pushing their bundle strategy and working with key distributors such as Walmart and Sam's Club. Yeah, same fucking company.
Key distributors. Yeah, one company.
That's right. The company's base of 35 million customers proves that, quote, reports of AT&T's consumer demise are greatly exaggerated. People don't like it, so their customers, they still don't like the shit. They just think they can't get anything else. Now, here's what we're talking about right here. AT&T is gearing up for the rollout of VoIP services in 100 U.S. markets this year. The residential voice over IP offering will be called AT&T Call Vantage.
Where the hell did they come up with
need, it would be nobody else has them.
Yeah, it would have to be something that unique, uni from Greek, which means one,
and you know, one meaning AT&T.
something like that.
Yeah, well, whatever the case, I think they're lying. I don't think there'll be any unique features, okay? Well, whatever. It'll be something dumb, like fucking the unique feature is the fact that you get an AT&T operator. Anyway. Fucking blah, blah, blah.
You get AT&T three-way.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'll go on. I'll continue reading, since it's almost done. Applications will be accessible from any PC or web-enabled PDA or phone keypad and include call logs that store information for months and let users forward voicemail to anyone on the web, scheduling of do-not-disturb periods, sending calls right to voicemail, like anybody can do. I can't send my calls right to voicemail. How unique that is. And a locate me service to forward calls to any phone or all their phones all at once. Yeah, I think this, there's a C-like called, who the fuck? What the K something? Zetel. Zetel legit has a find me feature on their local long distance phone services. So this really isn't that unique.
I guess it's unique in that it's for VoIP only.
I suppose. I guess the call logs and the
voicemail. Call logs, I mean, come on, Packet 8 gives you that.
Well, forwarding voicemail to anyone on the web.
What?
Forwarding voicemail to anyone on the web. Can anyone else do that? This do-not-disturb shit, there's companies that do the do-not-disturb shit. Ah, whatever, sending calls right to voicemail, big deal. Call Vantage, which becomes available to some customers next month, will compete with offerings from other large service providers such as Time Warner Cable, as well as startups such as Vantage. Again, AT&T will stress the quality of its network and use its brand recognition to sign up early adopters. Yeah, I guess that's what they'll do. They'll be like, why have Vantage? You never heard of them. Get AT&T.
Speaking of which, I think Doug made it a point that Packet 8 is using AT&T as its long-distance carrier.
There really isn't going to be any big difference, is there, besides some stupid AT&T features like fucking do not disturb at certain periods.
Oh, and let's not forget the dropping out and the...
AT&T hasn't set this shit up yet. Maybe it is going to be good. Maybe AT&T can finally get something right.
But speaking of which, I don't mean to interrupt you there, Dakota, but me and Doug, when we kept dropping because of the packet loss from Adelphia last night, on our call logs on packet8.com, it would show that our calls were still in progress.
Okay.
Me and Doug were the only ones on a conference last night, and the conference said there was 10 users in escalation.
Yeah, you know what? I knew that's what would happen because, as a matter of fact, Doug, I forgot to tell you about this. Last week, we did the show on the same bridge right here that we're on right now. A couple of days later, one of your lines was still on here.
Really?
Yeah, I had called in just to fucking, you know, I was just dialing a bunch of random numbers, and I dialed this one, and there was someone on it. And I had figured out that it was your call that never left. You were lucky, one of you. One of you never left this bridge for days.
According to my logs, I still have call in progress. There's too many bridges.
And here's my thing about that, because I mean, besides the fact that they tried to bait and switch me, if they're going to bait and switch me, can they say, oh, I used this many minutes because there was an idle connection that I wasn't even on?
Yeah, right. Well, they don't have their shit together. So maybe let's not just badmouth AT&T just because we know they suck. Let's see how their voice network compares.
We'll see.
Only time will tell. Now, on the subject of voice over IP, I don't know. I was reading this other article about VoIP regulation, and it was pretty interesting, as a matter of fact, because this is an article titled "States Plead Case for VoIP Regulation" by Roy Mark. Yeah, I know. Then listen to this: Voice over Internet Protocol telephony should be classified as a telecommunications service if it originates and terminates on the public switch telephone network. The chief spokesman for state public utility commissioners told the Senate committee Tuesday, the consensus of utility commissioners is that public interest obligations of a service derive from the functional nature of that service, not from the technology used to deliver it. Stan Wise, president of the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners, told the Senate Commerce Committee. Look at all these committees. Can we just kill fucking people? Is that allowed? Fuck Christ. are concerned that the Federal Communications Commission, now, at least that's a commission and not a committee, because they're commissioned to commit, anyway, which is examining the appropriate regulatory framework for VoIP, will rule all internet telephony is an interstate information service no different than applications like email. Now, our friends at the FCC, once again, fighting, doing the right thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Such a ruling would put VoIP beyond the taxing and regulatory reach of the states. Thank fucking God. But not beyond the taxing and regulatory reach of the FCC, which is, I guess, what they're trying to do. By the way, that last episode was my own comment. But here, it goes on even better now. 2 weeks ago, the FCC decided that VoIP pioneer Jeff Polver of Free World Dial-Up does not meet the definition of a telecommunications service and is free from FCC regulations. Free World Dial-Up requires members to buy special equipment. Well, no, it doesn't. Anyway.
Yeah, well, special equipment like a microphone.
Yeah, right? Like a microphone, a computer. And have a broadband connection to talk with each other, computer to computer. Beyond the equipment, there are no fees, and free calls are routed entirely over the Internet. Unlike Free World Dial-Up, most VoIP providers route calls from leased local telephone lines to a gateway server that converts analog voice into data packets. From there, the data packets move over the public Internet or a private backbone to its destination, can't even talk, where it goes through another gateway, rolling over to a local line. While VoIP is clearly a phone service, providers say they shouldn't be regulated in the same manner as PSTN telephone carriers since they don't traffic in VoIP packets. The FCC proceeding is expected to last at least a year, and of course, you know what that means, at least 5 years. Blah, blah, blah. Consumers have certain expectations to today's phone systems, including ubiquitous reliable service. No, they don't. We don't have, do we have expectations of ubiquitous reliable service?
No, none at all.
I mean, I have, perhaps that's like a yearning of mine. It's something that I'm
afraid. Right there when my voice cut out.
Yeah, I mean, I want it, but I don't expect it. I want $1 million. I want like a fucking goddamn bag of gold to fall out of the sky and land on my head, but I don't have an expectation that that's going to happen. It's not an eventuality. But, including ubiquitous reliable service, a minimum level of service quality. Well, I guess they have that expectation. I have an expectation of a minimum level of service quality. Advance notice before termination, and important features like E911. Well, you know, VoIP doesn't have that, so it's not a phone, once again.
Yeah.
Well, Wise noted that consumers using pure VoIP services like Free World Dial-Up are likely to also have a landline phone. Now, here's another quote. Whether we realize it or not, we build our lives around a reliable telephone system, Wise testified. If a babysitter, God forbid, had to call 911, she'll need a reliable dial tone, clear service, and effective routing to the nearest public safety answering point. And the local ambulance dispatcher will want to know where she is, even if she can't give the directions. Wise said VoIP industry groups are stepping up to the plate. That's what they're doing. They're stepping up on a number of public safety issues involving Internet telephony. But the public interest obligations of the telecom system are serious enough to require continued governmental oversight and, when necessary, enforcement. Yes, that's what we want. We want the government to oversee and enforce my telephone. Anyway, telecom technology analyst Kevin Werbach told the senators that while VoIP raises thorny policy issues, it should not be classified as a telecommunications carrier. Quote, application of legacy regulation to VoIP would do more than just stifle innovation and new competitive phone services. It would cast a pale of uncertainty over the entire technology sector, Werbach said. Would Microsoft be subject to those obligations for its Xbox Live online gaming chat service? What an idiot. Anyway, would a software provider that sells a VoIP soft phone client to run in a handheld pocket PC or Palm device? Blah, blah, blah. I don't think they would. Good for them. They're all idiots. You know what? It's not a telephone. And I should just go to the Senate committee and say, look, it's not a telephone. I've been saying this for fucking weeks on default radio.
God, yeah, you should go up there and testify.
Yeah, be like, listen to my show. It ain't a telephone. I'm sitting here fucking telling you this shit ain't a telephone. It's what's called a fake telephone or a pretend telephone.
Yes,
but it's a device that allows you to access the PSTN. It's like, come on, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, just like a cell phone or even, I mean, it's even like a ham radio. People with ham radios have been accessing the PSTN from their landlines.
Yeah, is there any regular, can you reach 911 on your fucking ham radio?
Well, I suppose it could. It would just say you're at your house, not in a car, on a ham radio. regulate over that. Now, the FBI wants these VoIP services. They want a way to tap into them on real time because
it's impossible.
Yeah, apparently, Vonage would comply with the FBI except for the fact that they would have to record the packets and
all the time, all of them.
And they'd have to convert them back to analog, and that's just, it's not legal for them to record the conversation, make a copy of the conversation first, and then play it back. They would have to have something that would do it in real time. And FBI is trying to demand this now, I guess.
Well, demand what? They can, it's fucking, you can't bleed a rock.
Well, this is a little story that Sean sent me, and I was just kind of laughing at it.
Well, the FBI are a bunch of fucking morons. Don't we already know that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'll be back. Somebody's fucking calling me. Speak amongst yourselves.
And when you do have a show, you're supposed to block your call waiting.
Yeah, seriously. That's gonna be real.
Can't your real telephone do that?
Huh? Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hello.
Yeah.
Are you having any difficulties? Very lucky.
Having technical difficulties. I couldn't hear what the hell he was saying, and it wasn't cutting out over here, so I don't know what was going on.
Probably wouldn't be. I would be surprised.
That's gonna be a new prerequisite. You must turn your call waiting off before.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Fuck you, man. I like the call waiting.
Yeah, well, I pocket 8-1.
You have a voice on mine, though. So.
Wait, why you can't both talk at once? It's a radio show. What?
I said pocket 8 won't let me disable mine, so I guess you get a point. But anyway.
All right. And what did Doug say?
Well,
I'm a big gay homo. Okay.
You have a voicemail. I'm going to talk to your voicemail.
Yeah, I could have done that.
Go
fuck yourself.
Next time. Doug, how many times do I got to tell you, just because San Francisco's giving out licenses, I'm not going to marry you for the tax credit?
Shut the hell up.
Is that the only reason he wanted to marry you?
Hey, you know what? With Vonage, you can block your call waiting.
Oh, right.
Well, that's what he keeps telling me, Dakota. I don't know if that's the real reason.
That's not the truth, man.
Not the truth.
People wonder why the show's not about freaking.
Shut the fuck up. It's been about freaking the whole time. Why don't you shut the fuck up and go back to engineering?
Asshole.
You're not supposed to be on this show.
Oh, yeah, sir. Oh, fine.
You idiot.
Oh, what the fuck?
Awesome.
All right, on the show. Come on. Go ahead.
He just came in on the line we're recording on.
Oh, man.
Anyway, though.
Oh, what the hell?
What happened?
Packet 8, man.
Packet 8, bro. All right. Oh, fuck. We got to call Mattis.
What? What the fuck?
We got to call Mattis. I forgot. Mattis is going to talk to us about Asterisk.
Are we not going to go into the more news stories?
We got more news stories. We got to get Mattis out here for a second, though, all right?
All right.
Hold on a second. Fucking, why don't you do your news story while I'm calling Mattis, all right? Do it. Hello? Lucky.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Fucker, do your news story while I'm calling that. All right, I'm calling him now. I'll be back.
All right.
Go do it.
Okay. AT&T Wireless, you're probably sick of hearing me talk about them, but they're in the news yet again. Apparently, AT&T Wireless is now forcing their customers who have a T68i Samsung to return it in order to get a free T226. They're actually, let's see, according to AT&T Wireless customer Jonathan Hudson, AT&T Wireless is making him give up his Sony Ericsson T68i for a Sony Ericsson T226. Getting a new phone isn't normally a bad deal, but the T226 doesn't even have as much features as the T68i. According to the forum post, the switch is being made because AT&T Wireless is switching their network to the 850 megahertz band. There is a website developed by Sony Ericsson dedicated to how to switch from the T68i to the T226. We haven't seen a move like this before, but that's not to say it hasn't been done. But when it's easy enough to switch carriers, it might not be a good time to force your customers to change phones.
AT&T is a bunch of idiots. Not a thing home. Fucking... There you go. That's fuck them, man. I don't know what they're trying to do. It's like if I was this guy, Jonathan Pincerelli whatever his name is, Arthur Fondarelli, I'd just be like, well, you know what, AT&T? Why don't you shove it up your fucking ass and I go get with a different fucking service? But anyway.
You know, now this was telling me about, well, I won't get into that. I don't know if he wants me to talk about what he found in the dumpster.
Oh, he went again today. He's going like every day, this dude.
Yeah, I know. He's mad.
He's out of control, man. He's fucking loose out there, fucking diving in dumpsters and fucking getting all this info and scanning shit and putting PDFs up on his fucking website and stuff. And, speaking of which, I'm going to have my website ready pretty soon, I haven't fucking FTP'd the main page yet, but when I do, that means it'll be up.
Alright, so, we got anything else we're going to talk about? I think I have some other things that we were going to talk about.
Well, I know that you had an announcement to make. A political announcement. I don't know if the world of Default Radio listeners are ready for this to be merged with the world of politics, but I hear that you have a political announcement.
A political announcement, yeah, that's right.
Alright.
After watching the movie Welcome to Mooseport, which I recommend everyone go see, I have a political announcement to make. I, Lucky P25,
I think we're going to say your real name.
I'm going to be running for the mayor of Guasti.
California.
Guasti, California, that is correct.
Now, this is what I hear. Now, I've been checking out, I've been talking to some of the political leaders over there, and from what I hear, you're running for this position unchallenged.
Yes, unchallenged. I have no political opposition.
So chances are, you're gonna win.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Is this gonna be a hostile takeover of Guasti? Are you gonna declare yourself like the overlord of Guasti
No, I'm nothing hostile. I will fight for my citizens here in Guasti, and I'll be fighting for the residency, and. And I'll be fighting for whatever they need.
Well, now, there's one thing that I know, like, that all the voters, all of our listeners in the Guasti area San Bernardino County Registered Voters want to know one thing. What is your stance here on gay marriage? Are you gonna be giving out the licenses or what?
No. In the state of California, state law requires that a license can only be issued to a man and a woman. I don't care what they're doing up there in San Francisco, but right here as it stands on the law books, state law will not allow me to issue a gay marriage license. If that law changes, I'll be more than happy to roll out those licenses, but as for now, I'm not going to jeopardize my, I'm not going to jeopardize my position as a mayor.
Well, so are you sure that state law explicitly says that it must be between a man and a woman?
I am 100%
sure. Because they came on the news in New York here, and they said that the New York state law forbids same-sex marriages. And I went and looked it up, and it doesn't mention gender at all. I think it's supposed to be something that's implied, that it's not really spelled out. So is it spelled out in California?
I must say that I have been watching the news here, and...
Well, just because they say it's spelled out doesn't mean it is. They said the same thing in New York. I went and looked at the law. It's not. It just says... it doesn't say anything about man, wife, or man, woman, or anything else like that.
Okay, well, I will check the laws. I'll check what the default law is. But my stance is...
The default legal team.
The Riverside County Supreme Court of California... is declaring right now that state law forbids them to issue licenses between same-sex couples.
So you're going to make Doug take the drive up to San Francisco when he wants to get married to his black partner?
I would not suggest that, as the license is pretty much null and void, according to the state of California. The licenses are being issued, yes, between two names, but I believe in a court of law it would be found that that license is null. most of you know, I'm an independent. I'm not going to take sides here. You know, I'm sort of a civil libertarian here, of sorts. And I'm not gonna swing right wing or left wing.
Well, I can't vote for you then, because I'm a member of the fascist party. So I'm not sure if my political beliefs. I mean, Republican. So I'm not sure if.
Well, you know, I don't really care, Dakota, because you're not in San Bernardino County to vote for me.
Okay, I'm not a member of the Fascist Party. I'm a member of the National Socialist Party.
Oh, I see.
Which not many people know what that is.
Yeah, well, I
suppose if I abbreviated it a bit, they might.
Okay.
I ask you this, then when you become the mayor, because it's an eventuality, you're running unopposed, you know? When you become the mayor then, let's say if I lived in this San Bernardino County in this glossy you speak of, if I wanted to legally change my government name, who do I go to? Do I go to you or do I go to a judge? How do I do this? Can I just go to you?
You want to legally change your name?
Yes, I want to change my name, actually.
You're going to have to go to the Supreme Court of California.
I can't just go to the mayor.
You're going to have to go to the court to legally change your name.
Damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry. And, bringing up more political issues, my second announcement as a candidate for the mayor of Glossby.
Yeah.
As of most of you know, I've been in a relationship for 6 years. My second announcement tonight is I will be asking my girlfriend for her hand in marriage as the mayor of Glossby. California.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You're doing this on the show, though?
I'm doing it on the show.
Why?
Because she doesn't know yet, and I think a public announcement would only be right.
She's
going to
say no. Let's get her up.
Call her. She's working right now, man. I'm not going to call her.
Call her up.
I'm not calling her. I can't.
Don't do it, because you can't make that announcement unless we get a fucking yay or nay from the girl.
I'll get her on the show next week.
Have to wait, I guess.
You have to wait, and it's gonna have to be a pre-recorded show next week because she's working some odd hours.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do a pre-recorded show for the past like fucking month, and it hasn't happened.
Yeah, well, I talked to you yesterday, and we had an opportunity for that recorded, but I'm not gonna get into that.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna try once again to call Mattis.
All right,
let's try again. Hold on a second.
Lucky.
Yes.
What's wow. You?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, we have a special guest here. Fucking Mattis is online.
Yeah, finally.
AKA Slick Rick. So now, Mattis, I heard you had something to talk about today.
Oh, no, not really.
Fucking idiot.
Great. This is a great show.
No, not really. Was your dumpster diving expedition fruitful?
Possibly, but I don't think so.
Possibly?
Yeah.
What, are you having it, like, delivered to your house or something?
I just, like, take bags and then I go through them later.
It's fucked up.
I just take a couple papers. I take the whole fucking dumpster. Bring it home.
Yeah, this guy goes out and he, like, fucking accosts the fucking garbage man taking the dumpster away. What people don't know is Mattis runs a company called NCC, which is Mattis Karting Corporation, and he goes over there with his truck and he picks up the dumpsters at all like the fucking telcos and all the local central offices and truck yards, and he just puts them in a big truck and brings them back to his house.
Then he goes through them.
Yeah, it's a full time job and he gets paid well for it.
Yeah, really does.
Well, it gives him good money to do that shit. Wait a minute, I just came up with a brilliant plan.
Oh.
That's what we should do.
Well, we're going to be garbage, man.
We could be, you know, because all they're really looking for is the lowest bidder. So all we really need is a truck that can pick up a dumpster and a couple of dumpsters, and that's it.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking, no, that's maybe a good idea, because we'll just go over there and be like, yeah, what's, what, are
anything you gotta announce? Or?
I think that was special enough. Well, you know what? There is one last thing on the agenda here.
Hey, we're not closing the show yet. I still got some shit to talk about.
We're not. There's one thing, though, on the agenda. Doesn't mean we still don't have stuff to talk about, but we also have an agenda, you fucking dick.
Alright.
I was watching the news today. I got home, I turned the TV on to the local NBC station here in New York City.
Oh, yes, I know.
I flipped it on and sat down with a glass of fucking scotch. And I looked up and I seen the TV. And what are they telling me about? This telemarketing company called Ad Noodle, A-D-N-O-O-D-L-E. And apparently, you know, the fucking head of Ad Noodle was on this, on the news program here, telling me that his company would pay me for the privilege of them telemarketing me. That I would go to their site, and I put, give them my phone number and times that I wish to be disturbed, and that I would get paid for this inconvenience. Now, I thought about it. Now, I was like, you know, that doesn't seem fucking half bad. You're going to have telemarketers calling you anyway. And this, of course, does not affect your status on the national do not call list. And it sounded pretty good. And he didn't, I'm not aware of the actual, the rate of pay, but from what he had said on the news there, was that the average person who would get a 2.5, would get a 2.5 minute call 5 times a week would probably average about $8,200 a month for this. Now we're lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
You went to AdNoodle.com a few minutes ago, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And can you explain to us what you found down there?
Well, I couldn't find the rate of pay, but they do have a little demo that I thought we could bring into the show.
That's what we do right now.
And basically, you enter the phone number, which here we're going to enter the bridge number.
And you enter your own phone number.
You enter a bid offer in dollars. I don't know if that's how much you get paid or if that's what you're bidding to get paid.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. Then it has ad variation, which is in seconds through minutes.
Well, what we're doing is instead of explaining it, you're at AdNoodle.com right now?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, you're going to enter in this phone number, this very app, this very bridge that we're on. And it's ready to put in?
Yeah, and I put a bid offer of $30 and an ad variation of 30 seconds, and it should be coming into this conference any second now.
All right, well, we're waiting.
We're going to have to talk because I think, as you know, last time we tried this, it took a good minute or so before.
It takes a few seconds to call you. And this is we didn't actually go through the entire thing because we were doing it literally seconds before the show. While the intro music was playing, this is what we were doing. So we didn't really listen to the whole thing. We want to be just as surprised as everyone else with what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
But it's going to call us any fucking second now. And this is adnoodle.com, ADNOODLE.com, on the World Wide Web. The Intor Web, as I like to refer to it. If anyone isn't aware, the World Wide Web is what makes the Internet suck. It is.
Really?
Yes.
This is what makes the world suck.
No, it's what makes the Internet suck.
Oh.
Here it is. Oh, here we go.
Hello. This is Ad Noodle calling with a cash offer.
All right.
By accepting this call, you must be at least 18 years of age and agree to the terms of use.
Okay.
Please review the terms at www.adnoodle.com. Hang up now if you're under 18 or do not agree to the terms.
We want to be able to hang up anyway.
You earn $30 for a 30-second message sponsored by Ad Noodle.
To enter a private one-on-one consultation, you need to know the other person's caller code. If you're tired of waiting, press
containing instructions to cash out and receive your earnings. In the future, you may skip the introduction and proceed directly to the advertisement by pressing your pound key. You will now hear the message. Hello and welcome to the Ad Noodle program demonstration. You can earn fast cash just by listening to advertising. This is how it works. Sign up at adnoodle.com. If an advertiser is interested in your profile, you will receive a call with a recorded cash offer. After accepting the offer, you will hear the ad and then be prompted to answer one simple question. By answering the question correctly, your AdNoodle account will be credited advertised amount. Every 30 days, you will receive an email with instructions to cash out for the amount you earned to date. All members must open a PayPal account to collect their earnings. Sign up now and start making fast cash. Please answer the following question to confirm your participation and credit your account. How do you cash out of your AdNoodle account after you earned your money? 1. Bank of America. 2. www.paypal.com. 3. Check.
2. Obviously.
Your caller code for
profit. Out at www.adnoodle.com. Applicable transaction fees may apply. Press 1 if you would like to be connected to a live representative. Press 2 if you would like to receive a coupon for advertised product or service. Please
hold.
Enter
a private
one. God damn it. It's annoying that we have another conference.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. Are we getting a live rep?
I don't know, I guess.
You know what we're do you know why we're getting a live rep? So we can tell them to hang up on us.
Okay.
Just so we can get rid of this shit.
Beautiful.
We're waiting. All we're going to do is tell them to hang up. I'm going to ask if it's John's Pizzeria.
It can sleep on the phone first.
All
right. I'm signing up for that, man.
Me too. That's great.
Awesome.
And thank you for calling AdNoodle and listening to our demonstration. AdNoodle is now launching across
the country. You're welcome.
And we look forward to working with you in the near future.
Thank you.
For any additional questions, please call area code 866-949-PAID. Thank you. And
I'm a computer.
To leave a voice message, press 1 or just wait for the
tone. Okay, let's leave a voice message.
To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
And that's some guy's cell phone, too, right?
The tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, hello, yes, my name is Hiram Jupiter. I'm representing Default Radio, and I'd like to say that you have your service is just great. I love it. I am going to sign up right away. I've seen it on the local NBC News here in New York, and it's awesome. I love it. You guys are the best. I love you. Bye.
Go away.
To send your message now, press 1 any time.
Just press 1. All right. I think that's gone.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right.
Well, this is awesome. Everybody with that caller code.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we're good. Right.
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right.
Damn it. There is no one with that. I'm just
kidding. You don't doubt us. No. This fucking sucks. We shouldn't have got on a bridge like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. You called me.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah, well, that's what I said. Well, anyway, never mind. Anyway. So, AdNoodle, that's the shit. I don't know how good this recording came out because of my stupid fucking, bridge here. But, yeah.
So, get the idea. Did it say it was going to pay you $30 to listen to that?
Well, no, you just entered a demo. Yeah, that was just a demo. Well, you put your required bid and everything, and if an advertiser likes what they see, then they... So that's why we don't know how much you get paid. You choose how much you get paid.
Yeah.
So you just figure out how much your time is worth to you, you know. If you want to say fucking $2 per minute of listening to ads, then, you know, advertisers will go and look and they'll fucking see if they like that shit and they'll call you up. And whenever you get a call, you're getting paid, baby. You ain't getting a call unless you're getting paid. Now, what I would do, right, is what I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking give that like and I think, didn't they say something about on the website about you choose the times which you want to be disturbed?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that shit for fucking all day, every day. I don't care what. They can leave messages on my machine. You know, I don't care. Whatever. Because if I'm home, I want to pick it up and make that money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if you can make your own bid amounts, I'll have a shit, man. I'll sign up with a forwarding number, and I'll have, like, a low bid amount, you know, of, like, $1, and I'll have, like, a high bid amount of, like, $30, so I get both those calls coming in.
Exactly.
You know?
Just gonna bam them so you get more money. It's gonna be awesome. People like us with like a million phone numbers and, you know, could be anyone we want, PayPal accounts out the ass, we're all good. We're good to go.
I got two PayPal accounts.
You know, we're good to go, baby. We're gonna be making money off the telemarketing without having to do shit. It actually is. It's going to be funded by Ad Noodle. So, Ad Noodle, I think, is a sponsor of this show now.
Yeah. I believe that's how it's going to be.
He's going to get that message.
Oh, man, this is going to be great, dude. We're going to have all kinds of phone numbers signed up for Ad Noodle with all kinds of different PayPal.
Oh, we're going to be making Ad Noodle call the bridge all the time. Just for fun.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. Well,
earlier, shut up, Lucky. What happened, Dennis?
What about the transaction fee they were talking about?
What about the transsexuals?
They said something about a transaction fee.
Well, with PayPal.
Oh.
Yeah. PayPal ain't free, you know.
Yeah. But I didn't know if they were something to.
No, I think it's just with PayPal.
All right,
so now what happened, Lucky?
Okay, now earlier in the show, I made a little mention about Citibank. Sure, you guys are tired of hearing about my banking problem.
I don't want to hear anything more about Citibank at all. I don't, you know what? No, we're not going to talk about that on the show. The show is not about banking anymore. It's just not. I want to hear about Citibank. You can tell me what you did this week. You want me to tell the fucking listeners what I did this week? No.
Yeah, sure, go.
I'm not going to. They can fucking listen to episode 13 and find out what happened in my daily life. You know what I'm saying?
I believe you were stuck in traffic.
Yeah, something like that.
I love New York.
This is New York after all, you know. It's nothing but traffic.
All right. So what the fuck, man?
But anyway,
that's it, man.
I think that's all. This is all we got to do for today. This is it.
Why?
It's been a good show.
Come on. Tell me this is it, man. Come on.
It's been a good show, fucker. We got
like
3 minutes.
2 minutes, yeah.
Dude, we got to streamline these things.
Dude, the last one didn't kick in until, like, 11:30.
Come on, what's up with that? Let me at least apologize for not being on the show last week.
Come on, you were on the show because fucking you're a retard, whatever.
Because he was busy opening a bank.
Because I was at DC213.
Oh, I'm sorry about talking over you, Nan. It's good.
You were too busy opening a Swiss bank account without a social, right?
Shut up. That was awesome. Dude, that joke was so much better yesterday. Like, you decoded it. Did you see my new article? I'm like, nah, what new article? Oh, I had to set up a Swiss bank account without a social. It's fucking awesome, man.
Oh, wait.
So, Lucky, what were you doing on Friday where you couldn't be on Default Radio?
I was at DC213. You know, I was trying to be live on location.
I got a DEFCON 213.
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yes, dc213.org.
And when's this held?
This is held every third Friday.
Wow.
Well, we talked about this on the show already.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure.
I must have not listened to that episode.
What are you smoking, Dakota?
Fucking drugs. What are you smoking?
Nothing.
Everybody thinks I smoke cigarettes on the show. It's a lie.
I'm calm.
I smoke the Cocoa Puffs, baby. Straight up.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I wish I had some opium. I want some opium, man.
Oh, God.
But anyway, like I said, man, I want these shows to be streamlined, man. I want it like fucking, like a clean fucking hour, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to make some calls? You really haven't made calls, like, in a million years.
Yeah, let's call the voicemail. I haven't called the voicemail yet.
Yeah, you know, Doug, did you call the email, by the way?
We have two emails.
I forgot about all this shit. Read the email.
I forgot about here. Here's one from Citadel. Yo, Citadel here. Okay, I tried to call up and help off the show, so I'm just shooting out a little email. Maybe you can read a brief summary of this and any others, because I can't remember how much crap I sent off to Lucky and some of your miscellaneous voicemails and how the fuck, who knows. So, Doug, you're cool. Keep the shit working. I'll try to have more ideas for you to use in the show. I always wanted to do a hacker radio show, but instead I'll just help you guys keep your freak show. Later. P.S. Oh, and if I don't get on the Fed, he's about February 27th show, drop a shout to G.I. Joe and tell him to check out the Mars 2600 meeting out, because I'll be there with a bunch of others that should be there also.
All right, so shout out to Citadel, and of course, shout out to G.I. Joe. Should we get a cop on here, or what?
No.
We already have one on here, as a matter of fact. You know what?
Yo, think anyone's in there.
No, what I'm saying is for people listening, Mattis, I'm going to give off the comp that we're on.
No, don't.
What do you mean, don't?
Don't, because it's, like, kind of a secret one.
Oh, okay. Then, Mattis,
I'll just hang up. I'll hang up, and I'll call back to the other one.
All right, hang up and call which one? 337?
No. 333.
Wait, 508? 295-9926?
333.
Extension 333? All right, Mattis, yeah, get into that one.
Okay.
All right. And for all the listeners out there, if you want to call in, this might be a little late, you know, but we're going to be on that for a few minutes. So if you want to call in, listeners, the number is area code 508-295-9926, extension 333. So if you want to do it, get on. You know, I'm about to call it in right now.
Another email from Betty Cracker. Very entertaining show. I'm looking forward to many more to come. Word.
Word. Oh, shout to Betty Cracker. Hold on. Let me call this up.
I actually printed out a good little article looking about a social. I'm going to start reading that soon.
I
don't like reading like documents and shit on the smart of it.
Now what I was saying is that we should make some calls to like actual numbers, is what I'm thinking.
Hey, what was that one that you called last night that had the silly code?
Oh yeah, I got a number right here. I was scanning out some shit. And let me see if I can find it. And Doug, you ready to make a call?
No, Lucky won't.
Lucky, you ready to make a call?
Jesus Christ, what number?
That was nice. You want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I found a number right here. As a matter of fact, there were a few weird things in this exchange. And this one particular number just read off something pretty weird. And the number is area code 914-269-3999. So call it up. 914-269.
Oh, my cell phone's being all
weird. I thought Mattis was doing it.
Okay.
914-269-3999.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna save myself the embarrassment and just like see, I'm not gonna make the call because otherwise Package is just gonna like fuck up for some reason.
I hear you, bro.
I gotta call somebody.
Play code NYCMNY.
Yeah, and I don't know what the fuck that's for, but it just tells me that I have reached city silly code. And, you know, that kind of half the thing was cut off there. When you call it up, it just says, you have reached silly code NYCMNY, which isn't a full silly code. That's just, I think, New York City, Manhattan, New York.
Wow.
So I don't know what the fuck that's for. There's a few other weird things in exchange if you want to go searching around. I think there's a party line on 269-4000, which is the number directly afterward.
All right.
Which is how I found that. There was a few other things. There were a few milliwatts in there. One number that just makes static really fucking loud static. I like that one. What else, man?
Nothing. What's 4000? Do you want me to try that?
It's a party line. I think you can try it out. Yeah, it's a party line.
Fuck it,
it's just some retarded party line, man.
Yeah.
I think it's as a matter of fact, it's this party line you can visit at the freechatline.com. The default radio is sponsored by.
Yeah, the lobby, the front rooms.
No, not it's not one of those. It's not one of those.
Yeah.
It's a different one. It's a different one, fucker.
I don't think we have any voicemail, but it could happen just now, so let me check.
Alright, call it up, man. Wind it out. Wind it down. Show's about to end.
This is Sussman, just checking in.
Hey, Sussman. What's up?
What's up, man?
It's going down.
Kind of late tonight. Call in.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't going to do it. I was going to end the show, but, you know, I figured we'd go for a few more minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something to do.
The server sounds a little tinty. It sounds different from the last one.
Yeah, you know, Doug broke it.
Yeah, what happened?
Doug actually, he was masturbating. And, shot out a big one right into the fucking server.
Okay, cool.
Like a fucking dick. No pun intended.
Yeah, I saw him asking for another server in Ben Rev streams.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
forums,
there should be some sort of,
radio deal on that as well?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that. I mean, why wouldn't he, you know?
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, so the CB, this whole CB zone server thing that had been going on for a while, I don't think it's going to be happening no more. We got the email. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Success. I'm just checking in. Looking forward to a good episode. Guys, roll on.
Alright, there's your voicemail, bro.
Okay, we have one more. I'll call it back. We have one more because they had to call our D, so hold up.
Oh, okay, okay.
Enter a private one-on-one.
What the hell is going on here?
I don't know. Hold up. Let me see if you phone the cop.
There are
two
other callers in the conference.
Alright, still just Seth and I got us. Alright.
Alright.
Where's Tron tonight?
Hold on.
Tron, baby.
Hold on, here he comes. Yeah, this is Citadel. Listening to default radio version 6.66, and it's fucking 5 a.m. on the East Coast, and I'm fucking tired, so I'm glad I listened to that episode, because everybody else was fucking tired, too, so it made me feel a little bit better, and I don't know if you guys are out, well, I don't fucking care.
Bye. Doug, by the way, I had already listened to that message. That caller ID is a Walmart calling card or something of the sort.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those, wasn't the last 4 digits 9979?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some kind of calling card.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I don't really, does anybody got any numbers they want to call? Anything cool they found in the past? I don't know. Something? Yeah.
Let's think. I can't
think what Dodge's at now. Yeah, Dodge's bad. A few of the New York ones have went down as well. So the direct access test unit situation is becoming critical here.
Yeah, definitely.
Road rage. Yeah, we're fucked, man. We screwed up all the Dodge's. I mean, Majestic has this whole site dedicated to something that
can't work. What are you doing about PK?
Something that we can't use anymore, man.
Yeah?
Thanks, Logistic. Fuck it.
I think it was me, John. I think I ruined it, man, for scanning out New Jersey. I think it's my fault.
That was a great comment, though, from Tron. Right? Yeah, thanks, Majestic. You fuck off.
You know what's fucked up? Majestic is never on this show.
Yeah, I know.
AI
decoder.
Yo.
No, that was a Majestic impression.
Oh, okay. That wasn't very good.
AI decoder. You check out statutoday.pk.
You need to put a mustache on it to be able to do that impression.
Oh, dude, nobody can DJ like me now.
You know, I'm really pissed off. I'm pissed off about something. On the Bin Rev forums. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm pissed off about something. On the Bin Rev forums, Majestic has gotten a fucking vanity fucking member title, and I don't know. I thought it was going to be Mr. Mustachio, but apparently Bland let him have his whatever he wanted, and I think he picked Datu Warrior. And I'm really disappointed. I thought I came up with a good one. I thought Mr. Mustachio was fitting. I thought it was apt. And it's
like a digital baptism or something.
I mean, I just wanted it to be Mr. Mustachio. I mean, I think when you have a member title like that, I think you could change it if you want, once they give you your own. But I mean, I just wanted Mr. Mustachio.
Yeah, what did you say you changed your handle to last night? What was that?
Oh, my new handle is Hiram Jupiter. Yes. Actually, I'm kind of tentative on the first name. I might have to think of a different Greek first name, but it's going to be something Jupiter, which is my new handle, which I'm announcing right now.
Yeah,
I think it might, I don't know. If anybody has any good Greek first names, if I choose yours for my new handle, you'll get a default radio email address.
Yeah, I'll get my emails.
You're getting it soon. Doug, did you forward it yet? What are you
going to... I'm feeling right now.
Where are you going to forward it to?
Decoder?
Huh?
Is this Decoder?
No, who is this? Who?
Critical Mass.
Critical Mass.
you want to speak to the governor?
Yeah.
Well, hold on one second. B-Flat Audio, you're live, critical mass.
Yo, hold on. Critical mass,
you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
You're on the air.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
did you want to speak to the governor?
What's up?
What up, yo? Hold on, let me put you on there. Hold on.
Alright.
We're coming back live. This is Default Radio. We're live here with Critical Mass, and you're on the air.
What's up, everybody?
Critical Mass, what is going down?
Nothing, man.
I'm just listening to that
show.
What's the good word? Man, I haven't heard you since the SoCal bridge, man.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
I've been busy and gone and, boot camp and everything.
Oh, shit. I hope, man, you're kind of low. I hope you're getting picked up here on Doug's recording.
Oh, all right.
Boot camp? Yeah. Shit, man. Yeah, critical mass, kicking ass, kicking names.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, didn't one of your friends there phantasm? He went to prison for a little bit, I hear.
Who?
Phantasm.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Oh, he went to prison? Yeah.
Yeah, he went to jail for a while.
No shit.
For what? They, long story, some drugs and some stuff, the cops came in and took his computers, and he's getting his laptop back on Monday.
Oh, I think I heard about this. Isn't he working with the Secret Service now?
No.
No, he
works for some hosting company up in PA.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, speaking of which, Dakota, tell me to trample on since we got callers on and everything.
Yeah.
You mentioned BinRev forums, which jogged my memory for some of the topics I had for tonight.
Okay.
The topic I'm referring to is the MIRT, which is the Mobile Infrared Transmitter, which is basically a strobe light. But it's a strobe light that uses infrared signaling. Now, this information has been out since the 1980s, right, Dakota?
Okay, fine, yeah.
It was 1988, chrome boxing. Well, on the local news, I guess chrome boxes are becoming a big problem now because everyone has them.
Really?
Yeah. Now, for
people on sites, on regular sites for chasing traffic lights,
right
next to, radar detectors and shit.
Yeah, it's like they're selling them just like the radar detectors and stuff now. They're being sold on the open market.
They're illegal in most states.
No, they're 100% legal in all 50 states because it's never been a problem before.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, so you can preempt your traffic light to go green.
I thought the act was illegal, whether or not the actual piece of fucking hardware was legal or illegal.
No, it's not illegal at all because it transmits light. Like radar jammers are illegal because you're transmitting on a frequency that you need an FCC license for.
Okay.
But apparently the actual, these MIRTs, as they're being called, or chrome boxes, are not illegal because it's just a strobe light. That's all it is.
So can they all be out building chrome boxes?
Yeah, but the problem is, if two people have a chrome box and they're both on opposite directions at the same intersection and they both hit the chrome box at the same time, now both lights are green. Which would cause a collision there.
Now, I hate to be acidic here, but what I'm telling you is this: if you were using a chrome box and you got fucking caught, you're going to get fucking busted for something. Trust me.
No, it's on the local news. They have nothing that they can cite you with. I'm thinking that probably the only...
Lights.
It's tampering with fucking city property is what they'll charge you with something. Trust me, man. It ain't legal. It's not
that,
legal.
Isn't that what the ambulance drivers use?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to charge you with something, bro. It's not legal. They may act like it's legal. The actual device may not be illegal to fucking own, but using it is illegal. Trust me.
Yeah.
Maybe not specifically, maybe there's no specific law saying that, but trust me, they will fucking find something to charge you with.
I mean, you're not a lawyer, so, I mean, we're not going to give out legal advice.
I'm telling you. Let's go test it.
All right.
Go test it. Go run up and down the fucking main road in Gloucester with that fucking thing. And when you're doing it, when you see a cop going by, wave to him while you're fucking using your goddamn merc. Let's see what happens to you. Let's see what happens.
Coder, what happens if you have a badge or something? Like, if, like with me being on a fire department and getting pulled over for something like that, do you think they'd,
I guess it's always up to the discretion of the police officer. I mean, you could have a body in your trunk, and it's up to the discretion of the police officer whether he's going to do anything about it, you know? When I'm driving around fucking drinking Jack Daniels and the cop pulls me over and I'm just still sipping it, it's up to him whether he's going to arrest me or not. You know?
I mean, these are nationwide news articles because it's happening in all 50 states, not just California.
Dude, it was on the news in New York maybe 6 months ago.
And Colorado police are trying to find any law they can to cite these people with, but they can't find
it. Tampering with city equipment.
Endangering lives.
There's a plethora of fucking things they could charge you with, bro. This is once again. Now I'm gonna put this out there for all the default listeners who are out right now. The news is not the truth. Okay. And the news is not reality. The news is a television show meant to scare you and want you to watch and get you nervous about stuff and tell you how your kids are gonna get kidnapped and fucking all bad stuff is gonna happen. It's a television program. It is not the truth, nor is it reality. It's actually the opposite. Okay? So this isn't reality.
I'll let John go. Go ahead. Mel Gibson a terrorist now.
Yeah, well, what about the fact that, what did you just say, that the Montana state police are trying to figure out a law they could use?
Colorado.
Colorado, same thing, man. There's nothing big going on in these states. These states don't know what's... Colorado, the same place where fucking they still haven't figured out who killed that little girl? Come on, bro. These aren't geniuses. Well, when you talk fucking normal places, they fucking got laws. They know they can use these laws. Try that shit in New York. Try it in fucking Florida. Try it in fucking California. They will charge you with something. They're going. If they have to.
Before you know what.
Yeah, they're going to charge you. It's going to happen, man. I saw this in the news a couple of months ago. They never said it was legal. I bet you it ain't. You know, they're lying to you on the news. The news lies. Big surprise. Oh my God.
Yeah. That power switch to a stoplight. If you turn it off, they're going to charge you with, you know, screwing with their property.
Yeah, you can't fuck with their shit. And whether you're doing something physically or whether you're fucking using the shooting fucking light at it. Strobe light to fucking get it to change. It's still tampering with it. You don't have to be sitting there rubbing your dick up.
I would have to prove intent.
You don't have to be fucking sitting there rubbing your dick on the fucking traffic light for them to charge you with tampering with it. You don't have to touch it to be tampering with it, okay?
Okay, but I still think they would have to prove intent.
You're in your car, you're using a strobe light to fucking change the traffic signals.
I'm a mad fast with the furious racer. It's just the looks, dog.
They'll make it illegal. Well, you can't have... That's another thing. Most states, sorry, 12 people way dumber than me. Nah, that's not how it works.
Oh, beautiful.
Fuck it all. But you know what? This is it. This is the end of Default Radio. Fucking, I'm Decoder. That's Lucky 225. All these other people are who they are, and fucking, everything is always on Default.
Wait, we're ending the show.
Yeah, we're ending the show. I know. Actually, we need to get some shouts. Stop playing the music, fucker. Lucky, shouts?
I gotta give shouts to, Citibank, of course.
Fuck Citibank, man. Wait, which Citibank? Citibank in California or Citibank in Venezuela?
Citibank in California, since they won't cash my Delaware check.
Fine, we don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about banking. You can start your own show called, like, Bank Radio.
I'm sorry about that check.
Man. Yeah, we don't want to hear about banks anymore. Nobody wants to know about your Delaware check. Oh, my God, they won't cash my check.
I heard about that for 4 days.
I won't give them a big print. Fuck that, all right. Yeah, shout out to Citibank. Doug, you got any shouts?
No.
Not to, I thought you said your special shouts this week were going to be the mayor of San Francisco.
What about the mayor of Guatemala? I have a shout for streaming your show right now at ubersource.net for temporary streams since, the other guy screwed me over.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry. We won't have that to worry about too much longer. Yeah, remember everybody fucking on defaultradio.com. Anyway, Matt is still here?
Yeah.
You got any shouts?
Yeah.
Free Swing Rick?
Yeah, that's Swing Rick. That's, oldschool.com. Big Red Forum. Shout out to, Nick Moore. On the YouTube Forum. Big Red Forum. He's looking up those things after.
You need to talk about that one day. We gotta get something going here. I got my email back, by the way, from, you know who?
Is it positive?
No, it was extremely negative.
Oh,
yeah, he called me by my handle. He fucking started saying shit like, fuck it, this account and other accounts that you use. He said that my caller ID spoofing was used for insalubrious purposes. So fuck it, I was like, insalubrious? And I'm like, man, that's not a word. Yeah, you know what it means? It means unhealthy or unwholesome. I'm not gonna call him out, but that guy, who's never gonna listen, but who knows who he is, fucking that guy needs to figure out how to use words in proper context, okay? Maybe you could say I was using it for evil purposes, maybe even borderline illegal, but let me tell you, I don't know how caller ID spoofing can be classified as insalubrious, which anybody can look it up, it means unhealthy or unwholesome. It's like when air is polluted, you can call the air insalubrious. So I don't know where he gets this from. He tells me I'm using it to make free long-distance calls and to call ID spoofing for insalubrious purposes. Anyway.
Shouts to caller ID spoofing.
Yeah, shouts to caller ID spoofing for insalubrious purposes.
Shouts to Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah, shouts to Kevin Mitnick for ruining it for everyone.
Shouts to PlayStation and Prism for ruining
it. Oh, yeah, shouts to PlayStation and Prism for ruining all of our secret caller ID spoofing fun.
Kevin Mitnick sure didn't run on it.
Yeah, I know. Kevin Mitnick didn't run on it. I can't get back, Kevin Mitnick.
I'll get this week.
I know, he listens all the time.
Yeah, Rose.
Yeah, fuck Kevin Rose.
He gave it to Kevin Rose, and he told all of his friends.
Alright, wait, Seth, there, you got any shouts?
Well, shouts to G.I. Joe. He wants me to get the stream, the link to be able to listen to the stream tonight.
There you go, shouts to G.I. Joe. Fucking.
Shouts to Scott. Okay.
Shouts to Scott. Tron, any shouts?
Big shouts to Tron.
Is he still here?
I don't think so.
Dude, Tron's been pretty cool lately. Tron left? Fuck. Well, shouts to Tron.
Oh, yeah.
A fucking... Who else is on?
Yes, that's it.
Critical Mass.
Yeah. Good
night.
That's right.
Shout.
Shout to everybody on DPNN, and SX Security, and you guys, and Tron.
All right. Did everybody got their shouts in, or are we missing anybody here?
That's it, right?
My shouts this week go to, fucking... God damn it, I forgot.
Caller ID spoofing.
Yeah, but my shouts this week go to caller ID spoofing. That's dead art. About actually, it's just dead in a certain sense. It will live again. It shall rise again like a phoenix from the ashes that PlayStation and Prism burned.
Although it may not be free.
It may not be free, but it will still be spoofing. Oh, yeah, you know what? We're not supposed to be talking about that, actually, Zadis. Didn't we,
Not that matter. We're not dropping names.
Yeah, well, okay. I think we had put out some disinformation in a previous episode.
No, whatever, dude. That stuff's
email. Say, I like your shit. Let me have it.
Or voice
pulse. Voice pulse. That's two. New phone and voice pulse. They both work on Asterisk. You'll be good to go. You'll be fucking made in the shade. That's it. Fucking, this has been T-Fall Radio. Episode something or other. Happy Coder. Episode 50. Happy Coder.
And I'm Lucky 225, and
unfortunately, not everything is always on default, but it usually is. But it's been a big problem, like the New Jersey tattoos, fucking some kind of voicemail that I tried to break into earlier, fucking a lot of shit isn't on default. I mean, we've been false advertising saying it was everything. I think it's poetic license, so you know what? For, in the sake of poetic license, everything is always on default. See you fucking next week, and we, from all of us, we hate you from the bottom of our hearts. Later. With much less. Yeah, fuck you.
DefaultRadio.com